Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, November 25th. Very happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Should be a relatively quiet week with the markets closed on Thursday, early close on Friday at 12:05. Grains this morning opened up lower. We've got December corn down 2¾ cents at 5.22¾. March wheat down 9¾ cents at 5.34½, and January beans up 2 cents at 9.85½. The bean oil is now back to steady. It was higher overnight. Meal is up $1.80. Well, we've got crude oil down $1.23. That could put some pressure on the bean oil out here. The dollar is down 95 ticks. That could be a little bit helpful, but the dollar is still way too overpriced to expect to see a real big pickup in exports. Overnight, there was talk about China buying more beans over the weekend and maybe on Friday. We didn't see any export announcements by the Chinese this morning, but we did have a corn sale, 454,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, so that was helpful. Now we've got the options off the board now. December options are gone. We now focus on first notice day. Right now they've got 271,000 contracts of December corn open. That's a big number this late in the game. So I would expect to see more selling out here during the week till we get the first notice day. We should have heavy deliveries. I would think that, you know, maybe a case of buy heavy deliveries on first notice day may be in order. So we'll have to see there. This talk about the Chinese buying more beans may be kind of a phantom purchase out here. The Chinese may be buying these beans just to cancel them, so they can blame Trump once he's president. The inauguration's done, they'll cancel the sales and blame Trump for that. So who knows if the sales that might show up are going to be actually real or not. We've got good rains in Russia and Ukraine that put the wheat down. It looks like Kelly Loeffler will not be the Secretary of Ag. Looks like the job is going to go to Brooke Rawlings if she can get confirmed by the Senate. But overall, you know, the markets, I think, are going to look lower here. We've got oil down. I think it's going to be kind of a slow week, but pushing down because of the corn as much as anything else. Good rains around the country. I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. The Israelis have said they're looking at a truce between Israel and Lebanon. We'll see if that actually happens or not. But it looks like we could see things winding down a little bit in the Middle East. It's one of the reasons gold's down sharply. It's down $67. Silver is down 87 cents. But the Dow Jones is making new historic highs here this morning. That's really about it for the week, though. Let's take a quick look. We've got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got crop progress at 3 o'clock. It should show virtually all the wheat planted, and it should show the good to excellent category increasing another 1 to 2 percentage points out here. We'll get export sales on Friday, not Thursday because of the holiday. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.